This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The basic gist of economics is fairly well understood, yes? The relationship between supply, demand, and price. There are, of course, exceptions to that rule, one particular example of which can be found in healthcare. The healthcare economics of rare diseases, illnesses so rare that the price to cure them becomes essentially infinite. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has that story.
When Donna Appel's daughter Ashley was just one and learning how to walk, Appel noticed she was bruising a lot.
So I brought her to the pediatrician, and they said that because her skin is fair, you just see bruises more. I really never really understood that.
Ashley kept getting bruises. Nobody thought there was anything majorly wrong. Appel felt like a crazy person until one night when Ashley was three.
3 o'clock in the morning, I heard her whimpering in her crib. I went in, and her crib was full of blood.
She wasn't fully conscious. They rushed her to the hospital.
She was there for 3 months, and she had bled so much she had traumatic brain injury.
Ashley had what's called Hermansky-Pudlak syndrome.
Hermansky-Pudlak syndrome is a rare congenital syndrome.
This is Samuel Seward, Ashley's primary care doctor. HPS is caused by genetic mutations that disrupt basic cellular machinery, so there are a lot of symptoms.
Albinism of the eyes and of the skin, a platelet disorder which causes bleeding, a lung complication called pulmonary fibrosis, and that's a fatal illness.
HPS is incredibly rare. Just one or two people in a million get it. That's why Ashley's doctors didn't recognize it and why at the time people didn't even know what exactly caused it.
No, there was no treatment out there. There was no gathered data. We felt terribly isolated.
The hard reality that the Appels were facing was that no pharmaceutical company thinks it's going to make billions of dollars off of a disease that affects just a handful of people. And a lot of researchers had just never heard of it. And clinical trials cost millions. There are government incentives. There are niche companies. But the resources are just not comparable to those for something like cancer.
You know, really, who's going to care about one person? And I just had this feeling like we needed to create a mob.
And that is exactly what she did. At first, it was just two families, then three, then dozens. They got together. They had meetings, parties. Now, while drug companies may need dollars, researchers often need people. Donna Appel started cold calling scientists.
I told them I had these families and we needed research.
I would not be studying Hermansky-Pudlak syndrome if it weren't for Donna Appel.
Bill Gall is clinical director of the National Human Genome Institute at the National Institutes of Health. He had funding and expertise. Donna Appel had subjects.
Those individuals served as a sort of substrate to determine the different genetic causes of Hermansky-Pudlak syndrome.
We actually collected 24-hour urine buckets from families with HPS. And we had to do it in the winter because they all had to be refrigerated. And so we put them out on the snow on our deck. I gave awards for the heaviest urine bucket. And I gave a funnel to the family who handed in the lightest urine bucket.
So what Appel didn't have in money, she made up for with the old razzle-dazzle. The family sent cards. They put on performances for the researchers. And they focused on marketing.
How are we going to get people to be interested in Hermansky-Pudlak syndrome? Even the name of it.
They even did what a lot of companies do and went out and trademarked a brand.
One of our members came up with a slogan, Dare to be Rare.
They're putting it on mugs, bracelets. The idea is to get a brand that people like, even if they have no idea what the disease is. Between the urine buckets and the bracelets and the fundraising, researchers were eventually able to figure out the genetic mutations that caused HPS. They were even able to run a few clinical trials through the NIH.
I can't highlight enough the significant power that these patient advocacy groups have.
Terry Hinckley is executive director of the Association of Clinical Research Professionals.
Their expertise in their disease and the resources and networks that they have available to them have become invaluable to the clinical research industry.
Researchers and drug companies are slowly realizing that studying rare diseases can improve understanding of less rare but more lucrative diseases.
If you study the rare, it will lead to the common. There is still so much that we can learn and generalize.
There is no cure for HPS right now. Ashley Appel is 27 now. She's legally blind, uses a cane when she walks. No signs of the fatal lung complication that almost all sufferers of HPS eventually succumb to.
The urgency is obvious since my daughter has this disease and I want her to live to 110. And so it's pretty urgent to get this taken care of.
But while Ashley has a very uncommon disease, she also has a very uncommon mother.
You know, I always admire her for the amount of guts and gusto that she has. She's a rare gem. I would call her a rare gem.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benashour for Marketplace.